It's time for Voices from the Garden, a series that celebrates and explores an intrinsic mix of life lessons, faith stories, and glorious gardening adventures, told by those who experience them in their own words, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast.
Hello, garden friends. COVID-19 has changed gardening experiences for everyone. Rose Chat series Voices from the Garden is currently featuring stories from those in our garden community who are sharing their feelings, their observations, and their stories of gardening during a pandemic. Today we hear from Michelle Endersby, an amazing artist from Australia who specializes in painting roses. And we'll hear from Pat Shanley, former president of the American Rose Society, who was sheltering in place in New York at the very epicenter of the pandemic crisis. If you have a story you wish to share, contact us at rosechatpodcast@gmail.com.
I am Michelle Endersby from Melbourne, Australia. I am a rose artist and a vice president of the Rose Society of Victoria, the oldest rose society in Australia. I think the first thing we all realised in these unusual times of staying at home was how fortunate we were to have gardens, no matter how large or small. Our gardens are a sanctuary, a private oasis and retreat, a source of joy and sanity. Most of us already knew the satisfaction and enjoyment of gardening, but I think we have all fallen in love with our gardens again, given the gift of time to study, tend, and actually just sit and relax in them. When you have the time to just sit in your garden, you begin to notice things in a different way. I have tended the neglected areas, moved plants around to find more suitable positions for them. I have created new garden areas, rearranged collections of pots, and even found spaces, believe it or not, where new roses could be planted. Even though our Rose Society meetings, pruning demonstrations, and activities have been cancelled for now, we have found new ways of communicating with each other and learnt new skills such as the Zoom committee meetings, which will have applications and value moving into the future. In this time of global crisis, we have never felt more connected by our love of roses with our international rose family. And there is much we can learn and take comfort in from our roses. As rose growers and admirers, we know that periods of dormancy and stillness are natural and essential for rest and renewal, and in time make way for the season of growth and blooming. I wish all of my rose friends across the globe the best of health and hope you may discover the gifts that these unusual times can bring. And most of all, I encourage you to keep enjoying your roses and sharing your enthusiasm with the world.
The COVID-19 pandemic has changed quite a few things in my life, and some of them are lessons I think that I've learned that I can take with me when all of this is over, which I hope is sooner than later. One of the things that it gave me was the opportunity to actually take care of my garden all on my own. I had not taken care of the garden all by myself for many years. I had help with pruning the roses, and this year I didn't. So faced with 250 roses and how to get them pruned, I decided that I would go out into the garden for a couple of hours every day that the weather permitted and do as much pruning as I could. And I found that the roses really needed to be pruned back hard. And I had not done that in the past. I had not instructed the people who were helping me to do that. So I did. And I am seeing basal breaks on hard, woody canes that I never thought would be possible. I'd heard that it was possible, but I'd never seen it. So I am very interested to see how these roses will do in this time. One of the things that makes me sad is that the garden this year will just be for myself and for John. There won't be people coming into the garden because of the pandemic. We are living in New York, and we are one of the hardest hit areas, with many people still going into the hospital every day and many people still dying. We are the epicenter of this whole pandemic, which is not a really wonderful place to be. But I can still find peace and joy in the garden, and I can still find a sense of purpose and a sense of beauty, which is really what's missing from the news that we hear every day about the pandemic, other than the stories of the beautiful, wonderful people who are out there every day as frontline workers and healthcare workers that are helping us get through all of this. They are beautiful people. But we need to find the beauty in our own lives and our everyday things that we do. We are very fortunate because we have a garden. And that is where I find the peace and the happiness and the joy to keep going every day. The rose has always meant this for me. It's always been a sign of peace and joy and happiness. It's comforted me in my darkest hours. My work with the American Rose Society has seen me through so many dark times and brought me back out into the light. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. So I hope you are all staying well and being safe and taking all the precautions that you need to take so that you come through this alive and well and ready to go forward into the new day.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of Voices from the Garden, an exclusive story series celebrating the human experience in the garden exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast. Voices from the Garden is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.